One of the low points probably your career at Celtic was the Ajax game where I think you done, was it your knee or your hammy
My
you done,
quad, aye.
your quad that you done again and you walked off the pitch. I know you got a bit of abuse for that. You wanna explain it? Wanna explain yourself? Sam raging
No,
me.
when I done my quad, the first game of the season away to Aberdeen, and I'd done it about 86 minutes or something, and I just played on, and we were on the attack, so I was a few long balls, few sprints I did there, so I probably made it worse, which is an extra 4 weeks, a grade one to a grade two is an extra 4 weeks out, do you know what I mean? So I've come back after being out for however long, and 8 weeks or something, back on, and I told the manager 20 minutes is working gear today. Like I was trying to build it up to be able to play nine again. So 20 is like, oh, so she's right, 25 to go. And he's like, you ready? And I was like, you're not going to say no, I'm not going on. You was like, right, aye. And I was quite strict in the way I wanted it to be 20 because the way I'd re-injured myself, it had to be right. But anyway, I go on end to end game and it goes again. And I'm like, and I just at the time it was me sprinting back, and they've scored, and it's went so. I'm like, oh, this has went again. So I says to him, it was one of the boys, I says, you need to sit in for me here, my quads went. And then I started to think back, right, I don't know if it's, I know it's gone, but I don't know how bad it is, I don't want to make it any worse. So I just went off, I just went, no, in fact, I need to go off here. So I just walked off the park, but I couldn't believe the reaction for I had Instagram at the
I
time.
remember it, mate, seeing your Instagram,
And people were going mad saying, you just, it just, they just made me realise that they didn't have a clue what I was like as a person, do you know what I mean? They just thought, I've said, oh, we're 2-1 down, I'm not playing anymore, it's my ball, I'm away, do you know what I mean? But it wasn't like that at all, do you know what I mean? I was thinking, I need to get off here, I can't make this any worse. And that was it, really,
Is
that's
that the
all.
hard point about being a Celtic player when it is bad,
Aye,
the scrutiny on you?
everything's magnified. It's good when you're doing well, do you know what I mean? And everything's going well, but there comes a time, there's things like that situation there, or when you don't get a result and it's 100%, 100 mile an hour on you. And it's part of being itself, it's part of being a big club. If you want to play a big club, then that's what comes with it. So
Is it hard to handle for her?
it is, aye. You get used to it, but it is, it's not easy. But it makes the good times even better. So it's part and parcel of being at a big club, do you know what I mean?
So, how would you look back on your Celtic career as a whole? Both times?
I look back and look
Very
back with good
proud.
memories, aye. great times, man. Great times being back in Glasgow where I was brought up and playing for the team I supported. So
Yeah, boys getting to watch you play for Celtic, that brilliant.
aye, massive. My boys now are still massive Celtic fans and we still cheer Celtic on to win games, and when we look back it's a proud moment, it's something I'll never forget. My full uncles and my mates and all that Celtic fans, so
Talk about it for years now.
I talked about it for years. It was great times, and it's great to see them doing well now again. It's brilliant. It's probably look back and it's a proud feeling I get that I managed to play for the boyhood
And it was a
team, and
successful time for the club as well, wasn't it?
it was successful. What they're doing right now, right enough, is making a lot of nothing because they're absolutely flying. But
Fine,
at the time, it was huge success, winning the league 5 times and getting to the last 16 of the Champions League and big Rangers games and big Champions League nights, and it's great, great times. It's a massive club and proud to have played for them.
And the thing I miss is getting the players' lounge tickets as well, mate. Can't believe you've killed us, man.
Sorted
Then we
you.
told us first time, we need to wear a suit and tie. Me and my father-in-law up to the players' lounge with suit and ties on. Thanks, Lee Griffiths is
You had a cravat on now,
cravat.
mate.
His dad's standing in sambas and holy jeans, mate. I've got the suit. Killed us, man. Obviously, you're at Blackburn now, mate. How are you enjoying it down here?
I'm loving the change. The results haven't been as they expected, and it's been a bit hard that way, but I'm enjoying the change, as I said. I'm enjoying being down here and playing at this level again. It's a good change.
How did you find the championship? Hard?
Aye, it's hard. Aye,
It's a lot of games,
a
mate.
lot of good players, a lot of games.
Is it
But no
quite
anymore.
direct? Is it quite direct?
It can be, aye, it can be. But now there's a lot of teams playing. There's like Huddersfield, Fulham, and that are proper,
Passing it,
aye, proper passing it. So it's different games. It's good challenge. There's big players down here, good players. Every team's got like a good three or four players that it's good to be up against, and I'm enjoying it.
What about after football then? What are you thinking? Obviously not a day with Clubber or your Bannet, so what are you thinking? What will to manager?
I want to get into coaching. I want to be a manager.
4-4-2.
4-6.
So what, are you doing the B licence and the A licence or not?
I'm doing my B licence this summer, aye.
Good.
I'm going to way up to Edinburgh this summer for 8 days to date, so
what kind of manager do you think you'll be?
Suiting it. Here's in the stand with the earpiece.
Yeah.
All the gadgets.
He'll be on the other end of the earpiece.
Load the bus. Billy McStay. My assistant.
I'll get you that Champions League music CD, mate.
Get me the hat.
So the managing tour, how fancy it?
Oh, definitely, aye.
Straight into it as soon as you finish, or a wee bit of TV, or?
I don't know. I'll get my B license and see what happens.
Yourself, aren't What would you hopefully one day want to manage Celtic? Would that be the next target?
You never know, do you? You never say never, but I mean, who knows? I want to be a manager, so we'll see what happens. It's a long way away. I still want to play for as long as I can, do you know what I mean? You're talking here like I'm retiring tomorrow.
Well, yeah, 30s.
First tops.